fine. Asking the questions, what is it and what does it do? We'll also take your calls live on the air. So sit back now, relax, and enjoy the show. And good evening, everyone. Once again, this is David John Oates. I'm your host for the weekly Reverse Speech Show, brought to you every week through the fine folks of SpiritQuestRadio.com. Over 40 talk shows on Spirit Quest Radio, 40 or 50, yeah, well, something like that, 40 or 50 different shows with different hosts. Go and check them out if you haven't done so already. If you're just a loyal reverse speech listener, I welcome your patronage, of course. But go and check out some of the other shows on Spirit Quest Radio. You might find some that are interest to you. All right, we're just started our spring here in Australia, though it doesn't feel like it. It's cold and wet outside today, so we do not have spring weather, although we have had spring weather the last few days. It's just got a sudden blast of winter again here in Adelaide, South Australia, which is where I live. Down south, Adelaide's on the southern coast, if you don't know Australia, down south and about 1,000 miles west of Sydney, which is probably one of Australia's best-known towns, is Sydney. Beautiful city. Sydney, if you've never been there, go and take a look. It's worth your while spending the money on the airfares and just come to Sydney and check it out. You can even pop on down to Adelaide, Australia, and see me down in Adelaide. I get the occasional visitor from America coming to see me or stay with me. It's always very good to have company from the United States. Of course, I get over to the States fairly often. As you know, I was just there 6 weeks ago, and I'll be heading over there again next year to do more classes, spreading the word about reverse speech. So that's really good. That's what I enjoy doing. Okay. Now, today, I am going to be playing you reversals on a client tape. And this is a client from who has flown in out of state to do session work with me in person. He felt as though he's a regular client of mine, and this particular trance that we were doing was very important, so he decided to fly in and do the trance in person. So we were doing a trance with him, or metawalk as you call it. Metawalk is a combination of two words, metaphor, which is what we're working with in reverse speech, is the metaphors of the unconscious, and walkabout, which is short, for walkabout, which is the Aboriginal spiritual pilgrimage through the desert. So a metawalk is a spiritual pilgrimage through the metaphors of the unconscious. Anyway, we're doing a metawalk with him for a very specific reason, and we're trying to get to a deep state of trance, and we couldn't quite get there. So we thought that what we would do is we would do a tape and see if we can get any clues from reversals about how to encourage a deep state of trance for this guy. So we're going to look at these reversals and see what you think. However, if you want to call in, let me give you the phone number before I get started. I'll be doing the show all by myself today, no guest. So the number to call in on is area code 201-793-9022. That's 201-793-9022. Then you have to enter the conference ID, which is 957-9082#. That's 957-9082#. Or you could just Skype in. That's fairly simple. Go to the Spirit Quest Radio website at sqr.fm. And scroll down, and on the right-hand column, you'll see a little blue button that says Call Me. Just click on that, and that will open up Skype and take you straight into the chat room. I'll see you come up and bring you on, or we can have a chat. Anyway, so here we have this client talking about, and he's saying forwards, I just couldn't get deep enough. So here's the forwards.
That's correct.
Why do you think that was?
Just couldn't get deep enough.
Right. And where he says, I just couldn't get deep enough, back, he says, find a feeding, look, see. Here we go. Find a feeding look. I don't think the C is clear enough. I'll play that again. And again. So that tells us that one of the ways that we can get this client deeper is to feed him. It doesn't say feeding what, but I would say energy, support. And here he says, I need to get deeper.
Yeah, like I need to get deeper.
Right. And oh, here he says, a feed.
So a feed.
Ah, so maybe the getting deeper is the feed. And if we can get him deep enough, we can find the feeding. Or feed him, give him energy or strength as he goes down deeper and deeper. Okay, so we can simply do that. And here he says, I could just as easily say this isn't working. Here's the forwards.
I could just easily say, I know this isn't working.
And here we've got two reversals. First one says, my hand sing arrow. Here we go.
Oh, yes.
My hand sing my arrows. Actually, I've misquoted that reversal. And the trouble is, I'm talking over the top of it, so that may make it a little bit hard to hear. My hand sing my arrows. See if you can hear it again.
Oh, yes.
And here he says, I go. Okay, so my hand sing my arrows. Okay, that is a clue. Now, arrows is our direction to shoot for our goals. Sing is to announce or to to announce something, to state your intentions to the world. And my hands sing my arrows. Maybe he needs to shoot for the goal, and the goal is to fall into a deep trance. And here he says, I'm not exactly certain what we need to do.
Level of trance.
I'm not exactly certain what we need to do, but...
And here he says, make a word within you. Make a word within you. All right, the word is a spiritual word. It's the word of creation, of manifestation. He's got to make the word within him. He's got to connect to the word inside of him. Make a word within you feel that spiritual energy, that spiritual strength inside. And here he says, wants to know if a trance is going to reveal to us what we need to know. Here's the forwards.
Right. If a trance is going to reveal to us what we need to know.
Right. And this reversal says that run within you. Okay, so that's the two references to within you. Make a word within you and run within you. So clearly we've got to tap into his inner strength, his inner spiritual essence. That's what all the reversals are calling us to do. So when I do the trance, I'm going to call on him to tap into the word, to tap into his soul, and allow his soul to take him deeper as it feeds him the strength and the energy that he needs. Okay? And I will actually write these into the trance inductions. And using his own reversals in the trance inductions, that should have a very powerful effect. Okay, so here's the next reversal.
That's a mark. That's a past life mark. There's two. Really? There's sword. There are swords on them.
And here he says raw sex.
We're recording.
What?
Raw sex.
Oh, there it is.
Their sword. Raw sex.
Oops.
Their sword. Raw sex.
There's raw sex.
Their sword. Raw sex.
Okay, raw sex. Well, a sex in reverse speech is a common metaphor. It appears many, many times. It doesn't necessarily refer to the physical act of sex, but it is energy and life force, like a kundalini or a chi. It's the energy that flows through us. And raw sex implies it's uninhibited, uncensored, untamed almost. So he's got plenty of energy inside of him. Run within you, make a word within you, sing my arrows, raw sex. And here he says, another one forwards. Here's the forwards.
Who was that, do you know? I don't know what his name was, but...
And here he says, make the song. There we go.
We're recording.
Make the song. Song is a wonderful word, a spiritual message to rejuvenate, to soothe. So we're getting a whole bunch of very positive reversals in this tape, giving us directions for how to achieve a deep state of trance. Make the song, access the word within, shoot the arrows, give him feed, okay? So, and here he says, not, here's the forwards, let's run this.
Uh-huh, and not saying he had a beard, but he needed to shave. And
here he says, within you need bring our song. There it is. Within you need bring our song. So this is the third time now that we've heard the phrase within you. It's the second time we've heard the phrase song. Bring our song, make the song. So he's giving us very specific instructions in reverse speech for how to conduct this trance to achieve a deep state. All right, here is another reversal. Let's run this forwards.
Oh, well, I did see his eye in the first picture that I got of him. I saw his eye, but it seemed to be further.
And here it says, surf with the Aussies. Surf is the Aussies in a very, very sing-song melodic tone. So his solutions lie with Australians. Good thing I'm an Aussie, isn't it? All right, here we have another reversal. Let's run this one forwards.
To allow you to reach that level.
I can't remember. I was sitting on a really good, comfortable, uh-huh. It was a chair that...
And here he says, hear the swan.
Oh, you're wrong, the swan.
And the question is, how do I get this trance? Let's play it again.
The lady on the Gold Coast, whose shed we used to use, whose garage we used to use.
And what did she do to allow you to reach that level?
I can't remember. I was sitting on a really good couch.
And what does she do to allow that level of trance? The reversal says, hear the swan.
I could hear it wrong. Hear the swan.
And I was sitting on
the swan.
Hear this swan.
And I was sitting on
the swan.
Okay, so hear this swan. Swan is a metaphor for transformation. The ugly duckling becoming a swan. It's actually quite an interesting reversal. We're getting a whole bunch of instructions as to how to conduct the meta walks, but they're all in metaphor. And these metaphors need to be converted or translated into English trance inductions. All right, here's the next one.
And she got all the information she needed to get, and I was totally unaware of it.
And here he says, the real way back.
The real way back was what?
I didn't hear that. Let's try it again.
And the real way back was
what? Totally unaware of it.
The real way back.
Oh, gee, that's not a good reversal at all.
Totally unaware of it.
The real way back.
Forget it. That one's ditched. That goes to show that we can all make mistakes. And that when looking for reversals, you've got to be very careful as to whether the phrase actually exists. There's all sorts of questions you have to ask yourself. We call these reversal checkpoints. And these are the checking factors that new students must do in order to tell whether the reversal is genuine or not. You've got to make sure the consonant and vowel sounds are clear and precise. The beginnings and endings of words are clear and defined. That the syllable count is correct. That there's a gap between the words and the reversal. That there was a gap between the reversal and the surrounding gibberish. And it has this nice melodic sing-song tone to it. There are some of the factors that you have to watch out for and to make sure that it exists. So let's look at this next reversal and see if it meets the checkpoints. Here he says, I think we got the indication to come to Adelaide to do this would be a good thing. Here we go.
The tape sort of, I think we got the indication that to come to Adelaide,
yes,
to do this,
yes,
would be a good thing.
Yes.
And that we.
Here the verse says, you in it, get looking.
You in it, yes, looking.
Oh, yeah,
a good thing.
Yes.
And that we.
You in it, yes, looking.
Yeah, that's pretty clear, isn't it? You in it, get looking.
Yes. It'll be a good thing.
Yes.
And that we.
You in it, yes, looking.
Yeah, all right. I'm going to have to print all these reversals out because I'm going to do a transfer with him after the show. And these are the reversals we're going to be looking at. So I'm going to print these out now, actually. I might as well, seeing I've already got them up on my computer. All right, so we've got a whole bunch of fairly positive reversals here. And here we have the next one. Let's run this. Here we go.
But I remember all that. It's not like I was in a trance.
Right.
I remember all that, you know what I mean?
Right. And here he says, heal money. Yeah, there it was right there. Heal money. I'll run that again. Here we go. There it is. Heal money. Hear that really faint reversal there?
Heal money.
Heal money. Okay, so that's a trance instruction. Money in reverse speech is an essence for our energy, our aura, our life force. So he is going to heal his energy, heal his life force, heal his aura. All right, and here he says, I've just got too much fear to actually go.
What would you be afraid of?
Well, if I knew that, David.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And this verse says, you are daddy. Oh, there it is. Yeah, wow. I asked him about his dad, and he was very close to his father, trusted his father quite a lot. So that's a very positive, upbeat reversal, showing that we've got some good rapport. Oh, excuse me, because he's comparing me with daddy on the unconscious level, so I'm here to nurture him and look after him, okay? Now we've got a couple of reversals on me, and here we go with the first one. Let's run this one forward.
Unique in the way that we get there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are unique in the way we get
That's
there.
That's right, yeah.
And here I say, that naked whirlwind, hear me. Oh, wow. That's nice and clear, too. The naked whirlwind, hear me.
Unique in the way we get there.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So that's like the raw sex. It's the same thing, a whirlwind, a common metaphor in reverse speech. It's a very common trance image too. There's hardly a trance that goes by where the whirlwind is not used in some way, shape, or form. A naked means to be open and willing and free. So that naked whirlwind hear me, I'm talking to his energy, to his aura, to his life force. And it is hearing me as I speak. All right, here we have another reversal on me. Let's run this forwards.
Reach that level of trance, is your the memories from your past life going to come to the surface, do you think?
And this reversal says, the soul path we lost. Oh, I don't think that one's clear.
You're the memories from your memories from your past life.
That's not the soul path we lost. Wow. That's another bad reversal, David. That's not very good. Two bad reversals in one take.
It's from your past life.
No, okay, so that gets deleted because that's not very clear. And then the next reversal along. Oh, this is the last one of the tape. This is on my client. Let's run this forwards.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else I want to know. That, but yeah. It goes.
And here he says, heard the one.
Exactly. Heard a bit loud, but also.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Heard a bit loud.
There's heard the one.
There. Yeah.
Exactly. Heard a bit loud, but.
This says, shag me, heard the one. Shag is Aussie slang for sex. Yeah, here it is. Shag me, heard the one.
Exactly. Heard a bit loud.
Wow, shag me, heard the one. Yeah, there it is. Shag me, heard the one. Okay, I'm interpreting this in a positive context initially. Shag me, heard the one. Have sex with me, as in terms of give me that energy. Allow me to connect with that and experience it and feel it. So it's a very, it's another positive upbeat reversal, giving us unconscious consent to go in and do work with him under trance. So with all these reversals, trance work with this man is likely to be pretty successful, and we should be able to get a fairly deep state of trance using these. The information gained from these reversals. Okay, so let's go over the information that we gained. First of all, we know the trance needs to feed him. In other words, nurture him, give him energy, okay? And we've got to sing to him and, excuse me, and make a word within. And we're going to bring his energy up to the surface and sing him nice, smooth songs. We're going to connect to his whirlwind. Have him hear the swan, in other words, hear the transformations. I will make the connection with Dad because he had the reversal that said, "You are Daddy." So I might, in my trance, just say, like father, like your father, etc. This is like, okay? So, yeah. Anyway, so what I might do, I should actually tape the trance and the trance inductions and let you hear them when I do the next show. We'll see what sort of inductions we come up with. But he certainly, excuse me, certainly the reversals show that he's very willing to go into trance. He's very willing for the changes to take place. There's no unconscious sabotage that I found in any of his reversals. So we're likely to have a fair bit of success with this second trance that we're about to do today. So, yeah, so there we go. All right, we might go to a quick break, and I'll come back right after this.
Hi, Clyde Lewis here, and I want to tell you about an amazing phenomenon known as reverse speech, or hidden backwards messages of speech. Reverse speech has fascinated people for nearly 30 years. Listen to this clip of Neil Armstrong walking on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Now, when you play it backwards, it says, man will spacewalk. Backwards messages like this are occurring constantly throughout human speech. Reverse speech literally unlocks what the subconscious mind is thinking. If you want to learn more about reverse speech and how to do it for yourself, Reverse Speech Enterprises in Portland have introductory home study courses available and a whole range of other products that can get you started in this fascinating field of reverse speech. Start a new hobby today. Call 503-919-3752 to obtain a copy of your home study course. That's 503-919-3752, or you can order it through reversespeech.com.
Yeah, there you go. That's my good mate, Clyde Lewis, talking about the very popular home study course. I'm amazed at how many of those we sell. They're very popular little items. It's a little six-hour training program. You get six CDs, 1 hour each, and it takes you through some of the initial basics of reverse speech. Teaches you how to find reversals, how to use equipment, how to conduct conversations so that specific reversals occur. It touches on the metaphors and how to interpret the metaphors, which is really the most important aspect of reverse speech, is learning how to interpret the metaphors, because it is very metaphorically and archetypally based. Reverse speech is very much a metaphorical language. And speaking of metaphors, why don't we play you some of the more common reverse speech metaphors, particularly when it comes to session work. And we're going to look at, for example, here's a fairly aggressive metaphor. Let's, here's the forwards.
Well, I see two things there. One is that I'm still hurting. I still carry that with me.
Right. Now, this verse says, that's Satan, now I sniff with his sorrow.
That's written away, sniff with his sorrow.
Wow.
That's written away, sniff with his sorrow.
Wow.
That's written away.
Wow, that's a pretty intense reversal there, isn't it? Satan and sorrow. Satan in reverse speech is a metaphor for intense energy, intense emotions. That's Satan. She's connecting to the Satan metaphor, and she's feeling the sorrow that Satan has. So that's a fairly intense reversal. Here we have another very simple metaphor.
The first one I found very easy. The second one was a little bit more complex. So I'm not sure I visualized every single part as clearly as I did the first time.
Now this reversal says, surf with bigger belief.
Surf with bigger belief.
Wow.
Surf with bigger belief.
And of course that's using the metaphor surf, which means to flow through life, to flow with precision and ease. So surf with bigger belief. Live your life with bigger belief and confidence over the things that you are doing. Okay. Here's another metaphor that's talking about a technique of EFT. Emotional freedom technique, which I often use during my trances, during sessions with clients.
I very much like the idea that, you know, you start with even though some negative things exist, I forgive myself for those negative things.
And this verse says, feed again the sword living.
Feed again the sword living.
Feed again the sword living. Feed again the sword living.
Wow, see, This uses the metaphor sword. This is the word or the energy or the essence of what we're trying to create with this woman. And feed again the sword living. Give me this sword. Give me this energy. Give me this strength. Okay? All right, here's a metaphor using the metaphor wolf.
You've had this practice for how long?
Not long, but since December, just before Christmas.
And this verse says, send sick wolf, it sits. Okay, well, that's referencing the wolf, a very common metaphor in reverse speech. In this occasion, the wolf is sick, and sits means to take no action. So he's asking with saying that the wolf is not doing anything right now, and to send the sick wolf. All right, here we have another great reversal. Let's run this. This is following the trance work.
With the feedback from the reversals that I've done with it, it's for me, it's not hard anymore. It's really lovely.
And this reversal says, spirit and the goddess will serve her.
Spirit
on
that
goddess will serve her. Spirit on that goddess will serve her.
So goddess is a wonderful metaphor in reverse speech. It's hope for the future, dreams, passion, aspirations. Okay. So we're pretty decent upbeat reversal. And spirit and the goddess will serve her, implying that these two parts of her being will help her and serve her in the journey that she's on. Oh, okay. Here is, there's quite a few metaphors here. All right. You know what? I'm going to play a metaphor from Martin Luther King. Listen to this.
I want to say tonight that I too am happy that I didn't sneeze, because if I had sneezed, I wouldn't have been around here in 1960, when students all over the South started sitting in at lunch counters. And I knew that as they were sitting in, they were really standing up for the best in the American dream and taking the whole nation back to those great wells of democracy, which were dug deep by the founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
And this reversal says, we're told this garden must see more Armageddon. The long reversal, we're told this garden must see more Armageddon.
Therefore, this garden must see more Armageddon.
There it is.
Therefore, this garden must see more Armageddon.
There it is.
Therefore, this garden must see more Armageddon.
And the garden did indeed see more Armageddon with the race riot and, of course, Martin Luther King's own death. Okay, so here we have a client to use as a metaphor.
This is problems in my legs. My legs hurt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know that sounds retarded, but I really love the running, and I need to find these shoes. You know, meditate on it.
And this reversal says, "You lost my third eye."
They're off. You lost third eye.
Wow.
They're off. You lost third eye.
It's a theme that comes up in reverse speech. It's not common, but the third eye is certainly a metaphor that we hear in reverse speech. So let's look at a couple of other metaphors. Here's an interesting one. Wow, let's run this one.
When I think about the life that I've had, there are a lot of positives, and there are a lot of things that, especially as I grow older, realizing that, you know, people make decisions, sometimes are not always the best decisions they make.
And this reversal says, the whore got a serpent with a flower. What a strange metaphor. There it is. Okay, whore. That's a reference to the metaphor known as Roslyn, which is a very negative metaphor in reverse speech. It's energy draining, life sucking. But serpent is a metaphor for healing and transformation. You can think of the serpent that's around the staff as the AMA symbol. So serpent is actually a metaphor for healing. And so the whore got a serpent with a flower. Flower, very positive, upbeat metaphor, positive energy. So these are the type of metaphors that you can get. And sometimes they can be very difficult to interpret. Here's one that's a little bit easier to interpret. This is me in a discussion with a couple of my students talking about how to build reverse speech.
Where it'll be good, I feel, is that if I can get a handle on what metaphors people may be running, we can sort of have a look at what sort of people we're looking for to come into reverse speech. Because right now, an overactive goddess obviously isn't as bad as a rabbit wolf or a rustler.
This verse says, ships serve you when you make this wharf.
Ships serve you when you make this wharf.
Ships serve you when you make this wharf. Ships serve you when you make this wharf.
Okay, so wharf is obviously where the ships anchor. Ships in reverse speech refers to other people. So ships serve you when you make this wharf. When you build this structure, the ships will come. The people will come. It's sort of like the saying, build it and they will come. So ships serve you when you make this wharf. Is that the people will come when you do this. All right, here we have a reversal on Henry Kissinger talking about the Israeli problem.
And he came to the conclusion that there was no other choice, because the only other choices were some form of ethnic cleansing, which is out of the question, some form of annexing the whole area and letting the Arab population become part of Israel, which would have changed the balance.
This verse said, there's milk in heaven, Moses lost with your noise. Here we go.
Yes, and as been said,
here it is. Okay, so heaven is the highest part of the human mind. It's connected to our infinite wisdom. Milk is nourishment, spiritual nourishment. So as we connect to the spiritual part or the high part of your mind, there's nourishment there for you. But currently Moses, and Moses is a metaphor, it's the to hear the voice of God, and Moses lost the noise. Moses can't hear the voice of heaven because of all the noise that you are making. Your solutions lie in heaven or deep within you. But you are unable to hear these solutions because of all the noise and chaos and the strife that you are creating. That's what the reversal means. Here, I'll play it again. There's milk in heaven. Moses lost with the noise.
Yes, and as been heaven, herbs is lost with the noise. Yes, and as been heaven, herbs is lost with the noise. Yes, and as been heaven, herbs is lost with the noise.
All right, now next reversal along is this one here, and we just playing some miscellaneous metaphors here, and here's the metaphor whirlwind.
My whirlwind is just suddenly full of debris, and it's very dark.
And this reversal says, did the wolf heal lessons in the whirlwind?
Did the wolf heal lessons in the whirlwind?
Did the wolf heal lessons in the whirlwind? Did the wolf heal lessons in the whirlwind?
And the whirlwind is our life force, our energy center. And and we'll do many trances where we go to our whirlwind to clean it or to make it whole or to do work with it. And did the wolf heal lessons in the whirlwind? Is a question. Did the wolf connect to the whirlwind? Did the wolf get his lessons? Did the wolf get his energy from the whirlwind? Okay. And here is another fairly long, difficult metaphor to understand. This is a reverse speech analyst talking to his client.
Maybe do you feel that you're meant to be financially stable, or that you should be walking a different path?
The source says, Eve is damaged, then I feed your Eden.
Eve is damaged, then I feed your Eden.
Eve is damaged, then I feed your Eden. Eve is damaged, then I feed your Eden.
Yeah, that was nice and nice and clear amongst the, and let's run the whole lot backwards here amongst the gibberish. Yeah, well, I was right at the very end there, wasn't it? Eve is damaged and I feed your ear. I'll run it again.
Eve is damaged and I feed your ear.
Yeah, Eve is damaged. His feminine essence is damaged. And did I feed your Eden? Have I nurtured you? Have I helped you? Okay. All right. Here we have a fairly simple reversal to understand. This is a woman surveying a plane wreck in New York 2 weeks after 911.
We spent a good bit of time looking at the underwater evidence in the bay. In fact, there were 15 dives today looking at various pieces, trying to determine, and very little additional that was significant to date has been recovered from that vantage point.
This verse says, brave eagle, we're sad.
Brave eagle, we're sad.
Brave eagle, we're sad.
In this case, the eagle would appear to be a reference to the United States. Brave eagle, we're sad. The eagle is strong, and but it is sad because we have been attacked. And we are sad because of this attack. That's how I would interpret that reversal. Brave eagle, we're sad. And here we have another fairly simple metaphor to understand. Where's the one I'm looking for? Can't see the one I'm looking for. We'll play this one instead.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the one before. We're getting the new wolf.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. And this verse says, wolf, you know a lake.
Wolf, you know a lake.
Wolf, you know a lake. Wolf, you know a lake.
Okay, lake in reverse speech is a metaphor for our emotions. So, wolf, you know a lake, you know my emotions. Here's another one that references a wolf and lake.
You strike me as a very enthusiastic guy. I mean, certainly the time we've been together and you've got all full of ideas. Is this latest, is this just a latest idea? Is it just all froth and babble, or do you really want to get out? Do you really
want to get out?
And this verse says, see the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake.
See the wolf fallen in the lake. See the wolf fallen in the lake.
And the wolf, our hunter and motivator, fallen in the lake means drowning in emotions. And the wolf is unable to motivate himself because he's drowning in a sea of emotions. All right, here we have a woman who's talking about past lives. Spirit guides.
Everything is
there. I want to believe in the guides and all the other wonderful little things that other people have to believe in, you know. But I just want to know me. I want to know me.
And this verse says, Garden of Evil.
Garden of Evil.
Garden of Evil. Garden of Evil.
A fairly intense metaphor. Referencing spirit guides, I would imagine. Okay, here we have another fairly simple metaphor. Let's run it forwards.
Why don't you like to give in that power?
Because he's scared to death to take it. You know, I'm not responsible for you.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Versal says, fed the great Caesar.
Fed the great Caesar.
Fed the great Caesar. Fed the great Caesar.
And Caesar, in this case, is a strong male figure in her life. And she doesn't like to give him that power because she has already fed him and nurtured him. Okay. All right, here we have another reversal. Let's run this forward.
And as confident as I am going forward now.
And this reversal says, I am the wolf.
I am the wolf.
I am the wolf. I am the wolf.
So he talks forwards about being confident and going forwards, and he reinforces that by saying, I am the wolf. Okay. Here's a young man talking.
You got your stuff right now?
Yeah, I've got everything that Dad's now. It's all been there now for a while. But.
And this verse says.
Wow, I'd have you listening.
Wow.
Wow, I'd have you listening. Wow,
I'd have you listening. Wow, a great reversal for a young man to have. My wolf handed me wisdom. He was able to connect to the energy of his wolf and get wisdom that is going in there. Here's a metaphor that references sex. This is Benjamin Netanyahu giving a press conference in America.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you all for giving me the opportunity to spend some time and discuss the urgent problems of the day.
This verse says, sex in the madness.
Sex in the madness.
Sex in the madness. Sex in the madness.
Madness, chaotic energy. Sex in the madness. He's getting energy from the chaos. It's not a good reversal. With a verse like that, he wants there to be conflicts in the Middle East, because he is getting energy from it or drawing energy from it. All right, here's a metaphor that references goddess. Let's run this forward.
And I've got to set up, you know, I've got a very strong desire to set up these programs with the Salvation Army and a few other of the other people that work with people in need. So.
And this verse says, goddess arousing.
Goddess arousing.
Wow.
Goddess arousing.
Okay, so you're talking about setting up all these clear. Here, let's run the forwards again.
And I've got to set up, you know, I've got a very strong desire to set up these programs with the Salvation Army and a few other of the other people that work with people in need. So.
Okay, so setting up programs with the Salvation Army and Goddess Arousing. Yeah, he's doing a good thing here. You can see the potential of this. And he's excited by what he can see happening. Yeah, so there we go. That's another reference to goddess. We also heard the metaphor spirit and goddess will serve you. Okay. Oh, here's the interesting metaphor that references money.
I like to think that everyone's happy is, you know?
Yeah.
Loving life.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And this verse says, no better gift than this dollar.
No better gift than this dollar.
No better gift than this dollar. No better gift than this dollar.
Okay. Dollar or money is a metaphor that references our energy or our life force. So when he says, no better gift than this dollar, no better gift than what I'm giving you now. Okay? All right. No better gift than the energy that I have to offer you. No better gift than this dollar. This is a good, nice thing I'm doing. All right. Here we have another metaphor.
That everything goes right the way I'm planning. Of course, I don't know whether that will go like that, but that's my plan.
Right. Okay.
And this verse says, my owl with doubts.
My owl with doubts. My owl with doubts.
My owl with doubts.
Owl is a metaphor for our conscious reasoning and understanding. So even though she's creaking quite positively forward, she has some hidden reservations about this idea. Yeah, let's run it forward again.
That everything goes right the way I'm planning. Of course, I don't know whether that will go like that, but that's my plan.
Right. So when she says, I don't know if that will go like that, that is her doubts coming out in the forward speech. And here it is in the reverse speech again, my owl with doubts.
My owl with doubts.
Yeah, so there we go. That references the metaphor owl. Very common metaphor in reverse speech. I hear it in the most tapes I do. There'll be a reference to owl somewhere. Yeah, here's another reference to the goddess.
A work colleague went to one of the seminars. He said, I don't know if it's this one. He said, I'll just have a chat to him about it and see.
And this reversal says, the goddess now sits.
The goddess now sits.
The goddess now sits.
The goddess now sits.
So this lady's goddess is currently not working for her. Sits means to take no action. So the goddess now sits. It's not being active. It's not following along with what I wanted to do. It's being inactive. The goddess now sits. Okay, let's see what else I can find in the way of metaphors. Here's a positive metaphor.
And they were interested in the theory. So I spent about a month or so preparing it for them so that they could understand it. And it was the MS Society of Southland, which is in New Zealand. And so I'm really happy with that.
And here he says, healing that wolf.
Healing that wolf.
Yeah, so when he says, I'm really happy with it, it's a congruent reversal, healing that wolf, giving energy or strength to that energy inside of him. So that's a great reversal. Here we have another one that references the whirlwind.
I was secure in knowing where my place in the world was and what the universe, what was out there, basically. And, that's all got...
and this reversal says the soul whirlwind.
This all glowing.
So one of the reasons why he's so secure is that he is aware of his whirlwind, and his whirlwind is connected to his soul. Okay. And here we have another reversal. Let's run this one.
See, I don't know. There's a lot of I don't knows in this tape. Whoever listens to this tape is going to hear, I don't know.
You'll be amazed with those I don't know say in reverse.
This verse says, the wolf helps in the sun.
The wolf helps in the sun.
So the wolf or his motivator, his inner strength is helping him. In the life-giving energy that he is receiving. The wolf helps in the sun. All right, that's a quick sampling of reverse speech metaphors. In practice, there's thousands of different metaphors in reverse speech. My metaphor dictionary has a references to well over 1,000 different metaphors that we have found so far. So if you want to get serious about reverse speech, then you've got to get a copy of the reverse speech metaphor dictionary so you know what all these metaphors mean. Let me give my office number out. It's 760-666-5186. If you need to contact me for any reason, 760-666-5186. And I'm available most days after about 2 p.m. All right, thanks very much.